All right, guys, thank you for that. And we've got our next guest coming on up. It wasn't enough to have Grace Sharkey on once today. We got to have her on twice. And today we are talking about her entire 2023 in radio. Grace, it was a pretty big year on SiriusXM from attending Manifest and then going to Matt's. You had so many conferences, so many great guests. Give me your year in radio in one word. What's the one word summary?
You know, I think this, the first year around, it was experimental. This last year was just fun. Like, finally getting into the swing of things, you know, understanding our audience. And honestly, kind of, it's weird to say fun because a large portion of our audience are drivers who have really been struggling and making do with what they can this past year. And so I still want to label it fun because I think we really got a chance to educate this year and make sure a lot of these carriers had the outcome they had, which was holding on tight to this market as best that they could.
And Grace, one of the things I love about the radio show is when you get callers on, do you have any favorable moments or things that come to mind now of some of your top call-ins?
Yeah, you know, we do have a lot of regulars. I would say one of my favorite moments from this past year is, of course, we do have a regular caller. His name is Randy, and he actually delivered Rihanna's outfit to the Super Bowl, which was really a hoot to listen to him talk about. He actually pronounced Rihanna's name correctly, unlike myself just now. So I was like, okay, you know what you're talking about. And you know, to bring up Randy in particular, he does call in a lot. And again, driver for a long, long time. We have a lot of callers like that who've been around for decades now, and to kind of talk through a lot of the changes and regulations of the industry. He's in California, so CARB in particular, and getting their point of view at, you know, the grassroots level of, like, you know, he's in and out of the ports constantly and hearing, you know, whether there's issues with strikes or labor problems, or even as CARB regulations start to come about, like hearing kind of this more direct view of what's happening is a lot of fun. But it's also fun to like walk some of these listeners through that and talk about the positives that have come out, and also, you know, hear their point of view and have this very unique discussion that I don't think that you can always get in certain platforms. So he's one. Another one I'll say is Mike knows as well. And this is, I think, the product of what we're doing here in Sirius is we have a regular caller. His name's Bob. He calls pretty much every rail segment that we have, which is on Tuesdays with Mike Bowden-Distel. I kind of call it Bob Show on those days because he always comes in and contributes some interesting knowledge and questions for Mike too. But this year, like listening to him, he's also now become a Freight Waves content listener too. He now listens to PSR with Joanna and Mike every week. And it's really cool to see that flip. And I think that's the point of what we're doing, right? Is not only showcasing to this audience what we do here at Freight Waves, but also bringing them over and having extra content that they can go and listen to and learn more about. So they're two, I think, that are really great outcomes of what we're doing on the channel.
I love that you bring that up because I always feel like a very big opportunity for us here in the studio aspect of Freight Waves is to capture that driver audience and then be able to provide that driver perspective. And Juno does a really good job about this. He kind of brings his show down to that more kind of grassroots level. But at the end of the day, radio is the way that a lot of these drivers are consuming their content. They're listening to Sirius, it's in their trucks, it's in their headphones, and it's an ecosystem that they're in all the time. So to be able to tie them in through Sirius, funnel them into the Freight Waves pipeline, it all kind of cycles together and we accomplish our big time goal, right? Which is getting more people in the industry connected with each other. You mentioned that you have Mike Bowden-Distel on the show, but you also feature a pretty hefty amount of our Freight Waves editorial team on there. Is there any segment that you can pinpoint as one of your favorites from this year or any topic of conversation that was like, this was one of our stories of the year?
You know, for me personally, and I think this is an important part of being a host as well, one of my favorite segments that I do have actually is on Mondays. We have John Kingston come on and share just a weekly oil market update, where prices are headed. And You know, that's an area that I had 3 years ago very little knowledge of. Sure, I understand like the surcharges and the aspects of, you know, how it pertains to the carriers, but how that market maneuvers and the supply and demand of it and the geopolitical kind of like pressure of it and a lot of like we joked this past week, like, you know, there's a lot of like people that will come out and say like, oh, what if we get to like an extreme, like $160 a barrel? Like, you know, like me in my head 3 years ago would be like, what does that possibility look like? But he's taught me, and I think he's taught the audience, this decades and decades of knowledge that he's acquired and earned awards for in that space, and has brought that over to our show too. And it's like, now I laugh at things like that because I realize like what type of economy, world economy, we'd be looking at in order for something like that to happen. And I just feel like every time that he comes on, I feel more solid in our discussion points and contributing to that with him. But also just every time he comes on, I learn something new about that space that, again, like 3 years ago, if you would have tested me, I would have just completely failed or guessed very, very well. And he's really brought my knowledge up. And if he's brought my knowledge up, I can guarantee that he's done that for our audience as well.
I'm right there with you, Grace. Whenever I get to chat with John Kingston, I'm learning something new every single time. True market expert, if there ever was one. As you look to 2024, what are going to be some of the goals that you're setting for the upcoming year?
You know, I still want to experiment a little bit more in the show now that I've like got an idea of our audience and the flow and what topics they really like. I also want to leverage some of the new faces that we have. For example, the Cents Per Mile Squad. I'm really looking forward to going to Mats with them this year. They have a huge reputation there, and I think now that we've brought them on and what we've done with What the Truck and a lot of our Twitter profile as well, I'm very excited to see FreightWaves' imprint on that event coming up here in March, and I kind of want to run with that. So I'm hoping to do a little bit more work with them directly and especially kind of bring their view to the audience, because they do have that driver recruiter and that real grit about their show that I really, really enjoy. And then the humor aspect too, like Gracie Charles is just so funny to me. So that's a piece that I really want to contribute a little bit more of. And I think just have that, get the audience more involved some more, start bringing on some new guests. I really love bringing on some of these high C-level leadership roles onto the radio, because to be honest with you, I can tell you our average audience listener probably doesn't get to sit in a room with these individuals once in a lifetime, if not ever. So for me, it's kind of like a way to be like, hey guys, this is the chance for you to ask the tough questions to the people that that are contributing at these very high levels of decision making. So continue to bring on more individuals like that, bring on really great driver resources too. And especially with you know, CARB and a lot of kind of these like emission standards that we're seeing come up in the next couple of years, educate a little bit more on that, educate more in like Allen's field, truck tech, et cetera, and help just bring up the knowledge of the overall listener base.
Awesome, Grace. Well, we love that, and we love to see your goals. So thank you for continuing to do that, and thank you for joining us on this segment today. Of course, you can catch Road Dog Radio every weekday from 5 to 7 with Grace Sharkey on Sirius Channel 146. They also replay it for your late night owls at 11 to 1 a.m. Right now, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with our next look at the weather right after this.